Welcome to the Working Mums Podcast. You're going to learn how to manage your mind and your emotions so that you start to enjoy your job, your kids, and yourself again without all the shitty mum guilt. I'm your host, Nikki Bevan, the loving, no bullshit life coach for working mums. And I invite you to join me each week for a lesson that's going to make you feel calmer and much more in control of your life. It's not going to be a polished, perfect podcast because, hey, life just isn't like that. But I do promise you that it will be full of tools that you can take away and use in your life right now. You are not going to want to miss what I have to teach you. So whether you're listening to me in your car, on a walk, or whilst you're cooking your tea, I'm truly grateful to be having this conversation with you. Let's go. Welcome to this week's podcast. It is very lovely to have you today. So I wonder, do you find yourself thinking, oh, he didn't put the rubbish out again, so he mustn't love me? Do you find yourself thinking that someone hasn't behaved in a way that you were expecting them to behave? So that must mean they don't like you. So we all do this. We have something that we call in my coach training manuals. And it's an instruction manual. We have an instruction manual for every single person on this planet. And we have an expectation on how that person should behave. So we have an expectation on what our husband and partner should do. We have an expectation about how our children should behave, how people in the street should behave, how your in-laws should behave, how your parents should behave. You have a list of expectations on what your friends should and shouldn't do. And that's okay until they don't behave the way you expect them to behave. And then you make it mean something about you. So this is what I'd like to teach you about today. And I'm going to give you a very simple way to overcome your expectations, because what's happening is you have an expectation on how someone should behave. Most of the time, we don't articulate that. We don't tell them, maybe with our children, but not with certainly, we don't say, hey, by the way, as a friend, this is what I expect from you. Or as a husband, this is what I expect from you. We just have it in our heads. We expect them to know. And when they don't do that, we're like, oh, he doesn't love me, or they don't appreciate me, or they don't like me. So it causes you so much pain, so much pain. So I have an example of this in my life. My husband likes to eat healthy food. So in the mornings, he will cook himself a very healthy breakfast. And in cooking himself this healthy breakfast, he uses what feels like to me every single pot and pan in my drawer, doesn't have time to clear it up because he's rushing, getting ready and out the door for work. So then when I come down to a kitchen that has dirty saucepans, frying pans, dishes where he's put the eggs in and mashed the avocado on the chopping board and it's smeared everywhere and dried and then the dirty plate is left on the side because he doesn't have time to clear up. Now, I have an expectation that he should want to clear up his mess. And because I consider myself to be a minimalist, I identify as a minimalist, I don't like clutter. I don't like shit being around all the time. So I expect him to clear up after himself. And what I used to do before I practiced this work for myself, what I'm going to teach you in a second, is that I used to think then he didn't care about me. He didn't love me. Like, I'm the one then that has to clear up. I'm the one that has to do everything. Poor me. I'm the victim. I have to do everything. But when I learned the fact that, oh, okay, hang on a second. I have an expectation that people should think the way I think. So I have an expectation that he should see all this clutter and be irritated by it like I do, because it makes sense to me. I'm bothered by it. Why isn't anyone else? Turns out, doesn't bother him in the slightest. And his way of showing love for me isn't necessarily tidying up. Now, don't get me wrong, there are times when he does do that. And I appreciate the times he does, but it doesn't bother him. So it's not a problem in his world. It's only a problem in mine because of these expectations that I have that my kitchen should be tidy, that people should clear up after themselves. And whenever we put should into a sentence, it's always going to make us feel bad. And we're arguing with reality. Should has me arguing with the fact that there is a dirty saucepan, a dirty frying pan, dirty plates on my kitchen worktop. Now what? So the first thing, and you can apply this to any relationship, to any circumstance, the first thing you have to do is notice that you have this expectation. Just breathe and understand it for a second. And then deliberately decide, okay, what am I actually going to think and feel here? So for me, this looks like, first of all, acknowledging, and it's as simple as ABC. I acknowledge and accept that my brain is giving me these expectations on how other people should behave. B is breathe. I breathe and understand. Well, when I think, have that expectation, I feel rubbish. And actually, I'm just making all this up. I know my husband loves me deeply. I know he appreciates the things I do for our family. Why do I know that? Because he tells me. So me making it mean he doesn't love me when he doesn't clear up the saucepan and the frying pan is just my brain talking bollocks. So with a lot of compassion, I can just, for myself and for my that primitive part of my brain, I could just breathe and understand. And then the C is I get to choose. You get to choose how you behave in this situation. So what I've learned to do is just not let the saucepans bother me. I'm like, oh, so what? So what that they're on the side? Life is not going to stop. No one's dying because there's a dirty saucepan on the side or dirty plates. Like, seriously, Nikki, with a lot of love, this is not important. Or there are some times when I think to myself, actually, I want to see a tidy kitchen. So I'm going to choose to clear it up. Not because I'm doing my husband's job, because that makes me feel shit, but because I want it tidy. So I'm doing it for me. I apply this to picking up my boy's socks. I don't know if this is a boy thing, a child thing, but they take off socks, they land on the floor, and they stay there. Now, sometimes I choose to teach them how to tidy up. So sometimes I choose from a place of absolute love. Hey, I want to teach you how to be an amazing son, an amazing husband, an amazing adult and partner. Please come and learn how to tidy up your shit because no one should have to tidy up after you. You get to do that yourself. Sometimes I don't choose that. I choose to do it myself. But now, when I do it for myself, I'm telling me I'm doing this for me. Doesn't mean my husband doesn't love me. Doesn't mean my kids don't appreciate me. It doesn't mean my friend hates me because she forgot to wish me happy birthday. It doesn't mean that that person beeping their horn at me thinks I'm evil, although maybe they do, and who cares? That's on them. And this is the choice that you get to make. You will start to notice now that you're aware of this expectation, this manual that you have for someone, where in your life this is showing up. So just get curious with that. Just get absolutely fascinated. And, if it's a friend, why do I expect them to do that? Have I ever told them I would love it if they acknowledge my birthday? And actually, if that is a problem for you, look at why that's a problem. And it's probably coming from a little bit of an insecurity. And that's not a judgment. That's just a reason for you to go, isn't this fascinating? Let's work on my self-worth. Let's work on my self-confidence. Now, there's a tiny little exception to this. Oh, it's not really that tiny. When it comes to children, and I also think members of staff. So let's talk about children for a second. You might want to have expectations on how your children should behave. I know I do as a mum. I expect them to use their manners. I expect them to get off their screens and look at somebody when they walk into the room. I don't expect them to want to sit on their screens all day. I think that they should be out wanting to be out playing. But they don't. And this is the case for most children. Speak to most parents, their kids want to be on the screens all day. It's addictive by design. I'm not going to go into that rant, but there are some things that I do want to instill in my children. And so then I'm acknowledging that, yes, I have an expectation on how they should behave. But when they don't behave that way, I don't then make it mean about something about me as a mum. So if they get caught up in their gaming, and maybe my mum walks in and they haven't seen her for a couple of weeks, if they don't instantly get off the screen and acknowledge her, I don't then make that mean that I'm a bad mum. And this is the work that I had to do. And if you want to do this work for yourself as well, please come and talk to me, because this starts with you. It doesn't start with them. It starts by changing you and your mind, rather than trying to change your child. So much easier to change you than everybody else around you. So that's children. You can have an expectation and some things you're going to want to choose to fight against, like choosing that battle. We've all heard that, right? But other things you might just choose to go, actually, do you know what? I love my child unconditionally. And that love sometimes sounds like, right, grandma's just walked in the room. Please get off your screen and come and acknowledge her. Happy days. Now with work is funny, isn't it? Because in a workplace, we are dealing with functioning adults, and we have policies, processes, and procedures. Like, we have health and safety, we have, laws and employment laws and all this kind of thing, that quality management possibly, that we have to follow. And you might set an expectation to a member of staff that goes, this week I expect you to do this, 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 and this. I mean, that's kind of a job description, isn't it? As an employee, this is very clearly what your expectation is. And as long as you make that clear to that person, whether they choose to do it has nothing to do with your self-worth, whether they like you or dislike you. So even though we have policies, procedures in place, and you can look at this in your private life with the law, there's a law that says we shouldn't speed. Do people do it? Yes. So just because we have an expectation, because you're dealing with another human, they still get to choose how they behave. They still get to decide how they show up. You don't have to make that mean something about you. What you can do is just get really fascinated about why they're behaving that way. Is it a skill issue? Is it that there's something else going on in their life? Is it that they can't be bothered and they're just lazy? Because there are some people that can't be bothered. But whichever one of those it is, you then still get to decide how you show up. So it could be like, right, okay, We set a very clear expectation. You understood that expectation. You also understood the consequence of that expectation. I am now going to see that consequence through. Whatever it is, going to HR, putting it on report, doing a, I don't know, whatever you have in your business. So still, you get to choose how you follow through on that consequence. So you still have a choice. You don't have to make that mean something about you being wrong in some way as a mum or a manager or another human on this planet. We are all human. Your manager, your members of staff, your husband, your partner, your children, that stranger on the street, we are all mostly acting out of our primitive state. Unless, of course, you meet someone that works with me and then they might be more conscious and deliberate, but or has had life coaching in the way that I teach. But we're all doing the same thing. Most of us are acting out of our survival state because we don't know any different. So you get to have compassion for that other human that you're dealing with, however little or large they are. So your self-coaching for this week is just to become aware where you've got an expectation for someone, where you've got an instruction manual that states how they should behave. And then notice what you make that mean about you when they don't behave that way, because that's the optional part. So become aware and acknowledge. Breathe and understand with so much compassion. And then see, choose very consciously how you want to show up, how you want to behave. Your brain takes redirection very well when it's done with love. So just redirect your brain. Actually, brain, thank you, but I'm in charge now. Just try, just start to open that awareness in your life. And if you want to talk to me about it further, please get in touch because I would love to help you. And I've done a lot of work on myself with dropping my expectations. Have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you all again next week. Bye-bye.